It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Lawmakers say Colorado will need thousands more child care workers to meet demand in the years ahead. Rebuilding the workforce following the pandemic is the focus of legislation headed to the state House floor. Representative Tammy Story says her bill would allocate $13 million in federal and state funds, in part to build the workforce.
The opportunities include coursework payment assistance, loan forgiveness, apprenticeships, mentorships, and bonus payments.
The bill also includes grants to bring down the cost of child care, especially for families in poverty. As more universities across the country announce they'll require COVID-19 vaccines for students, Colorado Mesa says it won't. CPR Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
Colorado Mesa University will not follow in the footsteps of Fort Lewis College in Durango or the University of Denver, which will both require students to get vaccinated. CMU Vice President John Marshall says his school will take a different approach.
Just being respectful and sort of extending people both agency and courtesy and respect as we work through that vaccination conversation is really our best path forward.
Recently, CMU held an on-campus vaccination drive where nearly 200 people received a shot. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Three teenagers camped Friday night at the state capitol to send the message that Black Lives Matter isn't going away after Derek Chauvin's conviction. Denverite's Kevin Beatty reports.
Rahma Ahmed, Araya Johnson, and Ashira Campbell are the three teens who stuck through a cold night to protest the death of Micaiah Bryant, a Black teenager shot and killed by police in Ohio last week.
I am sick of talking about my people dying.
That's Campbell, who said she and her friends are exhausted by a seemingly endless stream of tragedy.
We're only 17, 18 years old. We shouldn't be out here right now. We should be asleep. We should be chilling. I'm thinking about if my life matters.
They didn't get much sleep, but in the morning they said they felt invigorated with a new sense of purpose. I'm Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
The number of applications from tenants and landlords seeking rental assistance because of the pandemic continues to grow. Numbers from the Division of Housing show more than 3,000 people applied as of last week, asking for more than $23 million.